们一起来默祷。
So bow heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's service.
215.
We sing hymn 215.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来祷告，求主带领我们这一节的聚会。
Let's now pray together. Ask Lord for His guidance for this service.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
平安。
May peace be with you all.
啊，我们大家都很希望能够活得非常的喜乐。
We all wish to live a happy life.
啊，圣经也应许我们啊有一个喜乐的人生。
And Bible also promises us a joyful life.
那到底我们要怎么做
？But how exactly should we do about it?
啊，腓立比书给我们一些很实际的建议。
Book of Philippians give us some very practical advices.
啊，昨天晚上我们学习，喜乐是从服事来的。
Last night we learned from the book of Philippians that joyfulness comes from servitude.
如果我们要喜乐，要服侍神。
If we want to be joyful, we need to serve the Lord.
那服侍从哪里开始？
But where does the servitude begin?
服侍从爱开始。
Servitude begins with love.
主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
When Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
问三次。
He asked him three times.
三次就是要非常的确定他真的爱主耶稣。
He did so because he wanted to make sure that Peter really loves Jesus.
那彼得就说，我爱你。
And then Peter replied, Yes, I do.
主耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
And then Jesus said, You shepherd my lambs.
这个就是服事。
And this is called servitude.
但是这是从爱神来的。
But this comes from the love of a loving God.
所以圣经说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So that's why the Bible said we love because God loved us first.
我们会去爱别人，因为我们有感受神的爱。
We will be able to we can love others because we have felt the love of God first.
那我们开始爱教会的信徒。
And we need to start loving the members of the church.
我们就发现，多一个慕道者，多一个人洗礼，一个很久没有来教会的信徒忽然来了。我们就非常的喜乐。
And when we start doing so, we'll realize when we have a truth seeker, a new member being baptized, or a brother who has not come to church for a while, we'll be very happy.
所以喜乐要从爱心开始。
So joyfulness has to begin with love.
如果我们没有爱，
if we do not have love,
教会的成长我们没有感觉，
then we will not feel anything about the growth of church.
因为这不是我的事情。
Because you may feel that this is none of my business.
如果充满着爱，
but if you're filled with love,
教会的成长就是我的喜乐。
then the growth of the church is your joyfulness.
那因为我们爱，所以我们会为教会祷告。
And because we love, we will pray for the church.
不但是求教会能够有更多人受洗，
not we pray for that there will be more people being baptized.
而且祷告求神让我们的爱心有知识有见识。
And also pray that our love will grow more depth in truth.
那在服事再进一步就是要用我们自己的生活来做榜样。
And another step of the servitude is to make your own life an example of others.
好像保罗被关到监牢里面。
Just like when Paul was put into jail.
其实肉体上是很辛苦的。
He indeed suffered a lot of physical pain.
但是他看到很多弟兄姊妹受到感动，更热心传福音。
But when he saw a lot of brothers and sisters were moved, and they started to preach even more fervently.
所以福音真的被传开了。
He realized the gospel had indeed been preached.
因此他关到监牢里面，他就很喜乐。
That's why he was very happy when he was in jail.
所以有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹真的是不是两头烧啊，蜡烛三头在烧啊。
Sometimes when we look at some brothers and sisters, their situation is not bad, it's extremely horrible.
比方说在公司有很多的事情压力。
For example, they have a lot of pressures from their work.
回到家里有家庭的事情。
And then there's a lot of business to take care at home.
那如果在教会里面又有职分又有教会的事情。
And if he has to do holy works at church, he also would receive some pressure from the church.
那这确实是很辛苦。
Then all these combined together, he indeed is very, is suffering.
但是这些辛苦的服事总是会感动更多人一起来服事。
But all these servitude, all these things he do will move more people to come and serve.
那我们看到这么多人因为我们的牺牲受感动来服事圣公发展，这个就是我们的喜乐。
And when we can see others who are moved by our sacrifices and they become willing to serve in the church, and that will become our joyfulness.
一粒麦子如果没有掉在地上死了还是一粒。
A grain, if it is not fall into the ground and grow, it is just one grain.
如果掉了死了结出很多的籽粒来。
And if it fall onto the earth and started to grow and will raise more grains.
那死的就是完全的牺牲。
And that dying is a complete sacrifice.
那结出很多的籽粒，就是服事的果效。
And once it's able to bear many fruit, then is the effectiveness of the serving.
这就是我们的喜乐。
And that is where our joyfulness comes from.
那因为我们有服事，所以人生充满着盼望。
And because we serve, our life is filled with hope.
我们不怕死。
We will not be afraid of death.
因为如果神定的时候到了。
Because when the time God has settled for us has arrived.
服事就是离开世界，从主领受奖赏。
It just means that we will depart from this world and receive our reward from the Lord.
但是如果神要让我们再活下去。
But if God wants us to live longer,
那我们也很喜乐。
Then we will be joyful as well.
因为可以通过我们的服事使更多人的信仰得到造就。
Because through our servitude, we will see more people being edified.
我们觉得人生很有意义。
Then we will feel that our life is filled with meaningfulness.
因为我们有事情可以做。
Because we have something good to do.
就是很有意义的事情，就是服事。
Those things are very meaningful. These are servitudes.
这是昨天晚上我们学习的。
And this is the things we have learned last night.
喜乐是从服事来的。
Joyfulness comes from servitude.
那在腓立比书的第二章就告诉我们，喜乐是从团契来的。
And then in the second chapter of Book of Philippians, it tells us that the joyfulness also comes from fellowship.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
先来看约翰一书。
Actually, let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse
3. 第一章第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse
3. 我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节。
Verse 4.
我将这个话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
这个第四节说，我将这个话写给你们，目的是让你们的喜乐可以充足。
The verse 4 states that the purpose of we writing this is to make our joy complete.
所以充足啊，就是百分之百。
Complete means 100%.
完全的满足。
Total satisfaction.
那这是一个何等好的应许。
And how wonderful is this promise?
如果我们吃饱了。
If we are full.
在什么山珍海味里都吃不下。
Then we will not taste anything if we eat more delicious food.
如果我们的心充满着神来的喜乐。
If our heart is filled with the joyfulness from God,
we will not
lust over the worldly joyfulness.
我们现在为什么做基督徒很难去抵挡世俗的快乐?
Why, as a Christian today, it is very hard to stand against worldly pleasures?
比如说到拉斯维加去赌博啊。
For example, gambling in Las Vegas.
或者去醉酒。
Or consume alcohols.
我是在家里面看那个很世俗的电视节目，甚至黄色的网站。
Or watch some secular TV series or visit pornographic websites.
这是因为我们心啊没有满足。
That's because our heart is not satisfied.
没有满足啊，你就会去找东西要把它填满。
When we are not satisfied, we will go out and find something to fill the gap.
所以，我们要抵挡世俗，最重要一个方法就是你心要在神里面得到满足。
So if we want to fight against this world, we need to gain satisfaction from the Lord in our heart.
世俗就进不来，我已经不需要了，不是不可以，我不需要了。
And because you're a fool, you don't need all these other things from the world anymore.
所以我们教会有一些信徒，他家里根本就没有电视。
So there are some of our brothers and sisters, they don't even own a TV at their house.
你会觉得他活得很辛苦吗？
Would you think he lived a painful life?
他就他已经不需要了。
Because he doesn't need it anymore.
那这个满足的来源在哪里？
And where is this source of satisfaction?
约翰一书第一章的第三节讲到两种团契。
First John, chapter 1 talks about two kinds of fellowships.
一个是我们与父并他儿子耶稣基督相团契的，相交就是团契。
The first fellowship is with the Father and with His Son.
那第二个就是你们跟我们有团契。
And the second fellowship is among the people.
就是信徒之间有团契。
Or among the members.
那这个是我们喜乐的来源。
And these are the sources of our joyfulness.
所以我们来到教会第一个要亲近神。
So when we come to church, we first have to draw nearer to God.
第二个要亲近人。
And then we have to draw nearer to man.
这两个不能够偏。
These two cannot be separated.
我到教会来，我只希望看到朋友，大家聊聊天。
You cannot just come to church and expect, I only want to greet my friends and socialize.
但这个满足没有办法满。这个心没有办法完全满足。
This kind of fellowship will not satisfy your heart.
因为我们的心有一个空处，只有神才能满足。
Because there is this gap in our heart that only God can fill.
有时候我常常问一些从其他教会来我们教会信主的信徒。
A lot of times I would ask some members who originally came from other denominations.
说你觉得有什么不同？
I asked them, what are the differences you feel?
他说祷告很大的不同。
He said the prayers are very different.
如果一个人祷告得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
If a person receives the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他会觉得到外教会去做礼拜好像少了一个东西。
Will feel like when they go to other denominations and worship, something is missing.
就是那个圣灵的活水充满在我们心的那种滋润，那种满足，你没有办法体会到。
They will not be able to feel the nourishment from the Holy Spirit in our heart.
所以我们的满足第一个是从神来的。
So our satisfaction, primary source should be from God.
第二个就是信徒之间的团契。
And then the secondary is the fellowship among the members.
我们要回来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第一章的第一节跟第二节。
第二章。
腓立比书第二章第一节第二节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, verse 2.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通。心中有什么慈悲怜悯？第二节
，verse two，
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我们的喜乐可以满足。
Chapter two, verse one. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love.Being one in spirit and purpose.
这个地方说特别是到第二节。
Especially in verse 2.
有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
It says being like-minded, having the same love, so that my joy can be completed.
所以这个教会的满足是从合一来的。
So the completeness of the church comes from the unity.
使徒时代有很多的神迹。
In the apostolic time, there were a lot of miracles.
医病赶鬼，死人复活。
Curing of disease, casting of demons, etc.
还 还有另外一个神迹。
But there is not a miracle.
就是三千个人受洗以后都是同心合意的。
A miracle was that after 3,000 being baptized, all of them were one in mind.
哦，这个不简单啊。
It is difficult.、
哦、有时候家里只有两三个人哦，都没有办法合意啊。
Sometimes within your household, there's only two or three people, and it's already hard to get everybody on the same page.
有一次，一对夫妻很久没有来教会。
There's this one, a married couple had not come to church for a while.
教会的工人就很挂心啊。
And so the workers of the church became worried.
然后来才知道说他不好意思来教会。
And then later on found out these married couples were embarrassed to come to church.
为什么不好意思来教会？
Why embarrassed?
打架了，这脸上受伤了。
Because they had a fight, they had some bruises on their faces.
这怕来教会啊，人一问了，你昨天晚上怎么样？要怎么交代？这个脸怎么样？很难交代。
So it would be embarrassing if they come to church and somebody ask what happened to your face.
所以一个家庭啊，只有几个人都很难合一。
So even there's only a few members in the family, it's already hard to be united in spirit.
那有时候两代之间呢、啊，想法不一样。
And sometimes there are even different concepts between different generations.
所以这个两代之间呢、啊，没有办法沟通。
And there comes the generation gap. People were unable to communicate between different generations.
那有的父母要跟孩子沟通，孩子就逃避。
And some children would flee from their parents when their parents try to communicate.
所以这个合一哦。实在是不简单。
So this unity thing is not easy at all.
好，那如果没有合一啊，教会如果没有合一
，and if the church does not have unity，
你发现我们人聚完会之后，大家都走了。
We'll realize after the service, everybody would just leave.
因为教会如果有纷争啊，大家都怕惹到事情啊，聚完会等一下门一关，大家全部溜光了。
Because if there's quarrels in this church, everybody is afraid of getting into these quarrels. They will just leave after the and close the door.
但是教会如果合一
，But if the church is united,
然后大家一起啊，就会有平安。
Yeah, everybody together will receive peacefulness.
这合一跟平安是同一件事情。
Unity and peace is the same thing.
那大家会很享受在一起的时间。
And then everybody will enjoy their time spent with each other.
所以《使徒行传》三千个人啊，能够同心，然后在一起，好像一个家庭一起吃饭，这个是神迹。
So in the book of Acts, when after the 3,000 being baptized, they were able to stay together and be united as a family, is indeed a miracle.
所以在《使徒行传》里面有提到，他们都非常的喜乐在一起吃饭。
So in Book of Acts, it mentioned that they were all eating together joyfully.
那有时候我们在教会。
And sometimes when we're at church.
如果你看哦，这现在要中午要吃饭了，你最后一个吃，只剩下一个座位，给你坐。
For example, if you look around, it's lunchtime, and you're the last one there, and there's only one seat left.
那刚好那个座位的对面是一个跟你合不来的人。
And it just happened so that the guy sitting right next to you, right opposite of you, is the person you dislike.
哇，那一碗饭是很难吃下去的。
I was sure that would be a painful meal.
那合一是什么？
And what does it mean by unity?
不管那个座位哪里，我坐下来吃饭，都可以跟周围前面讲话讲得很高兴，这个就是合一。
It means you're able to sit down anywhere in the cafeteria and be able to have a wonderful meal and a wonderful conversation with people near you.
所以要通过团契使教会合一。
So we have to unite the church through fellowship.
那教会就充满喜乐，来教会就感觉到很好。
And then the church will be filled with joyfulness and will feel awesome to come to church.
那这个教会要怎么合一？
But how does the church be united?
我们现在看约翰福音，再回到腓立比书。
Let's turn back to
约翰十七章。
First, let's turn back to the book of John.
对
，in chapter 17.
好，约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
十七章二十三节。
John chapter 17:23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
I in them, and you may be one, as we are one.
这里啊，主耶稣说，我在他们里面。
Jesus here says, I am in them.
然后你在我里面。
And then you in me.
那接下去就是他们完完全全的合一。
And then it tells, may they be brought to complete unity.
对，所以我们如果要合一，其实很简单啊。
So it is actually very easy for us to be united.
主耶稣在我们里面就合一了。
In Christ, we're one.
那这个是什么？怎么讲呢？
So what does it mean?
如果我们回到腓立比书第二章。
We turn back to Philippians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。你们就要意念相同，爱心相同。
Chapter 2, then,
chapter
2, verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
所以你看这个第二章的第一节其实谈三件事情。
So there's actually three things being discussed.
在基督里有什么劝勉？
What are the kind of encouragements in Christ?
你看我们教会的特色就是讲道都是照圣经嘛。
Unique things about our church is that our sermons are always based on Bible.
有时候我们去家庭访问也是带一本圣经。
When we go to visit families, we also bring our Bibles with us.
读一段圣经。
We read a passage.
然后彼此勉励，一起祷告。
And then encourage each other and pray together.
所以这个合一第一个就是要以神的话做中心。
So the unity the most important thing for unity is it has to be based on the words of God.
而且道理的看法要一样。
And the viewpoints on the doctrines should be the same.
特别是跟得救有关的道理。
Especially doctrines about salvation.
所以这个如果有人讲的道理跟得救的要道不同，马上你就发现那个心里就有一个距离。
So if somebody is preaching a doctrine that is different from the ones you know, then you will immediately feel the distance.
所以合一第一个就是要神的道。
So unity requires the word of God.
这是第一个。
And that's the first thing.
那第二个，爱心有什么安慰？
Second thing talks about if any comfort from his love.
是从神的爱，主耶稣的爱。
The comfort from his love is from the love of Jesus.
爱心就是一种接纳。
Love means acceptance.
爱心就是一种包容。
Love is a kind of tolerance.
所以有时候我们在常常发现这个充满温暖的家庭小孩子不怕父母知道他的缺点。
So we can often realize that in a happy family, the children are often not afraid of the parents knowing their secrets.
第一个，他知道父母不会出去传。
First thing they know, the parents will keep their secret for them.
第二个，他知道父母可以接受他们的缺点，然后帮助他们进步。
And secondly, they know the parents can accept their weaknesses and help them to improve.
所以你就发现，在这样的家庭里面小孩子他有什么缺点，他都可以讲，他都敢讲。
So under this environment in this family, the kids were able to be open and tell anything to their parents.
那现在。在教会里面，如果我们充满神的爱
，and right now at church, if we are filled with the love of God,
人才有办法真正的在团契
，then people will be able to be in the true fellowship.
不然的话人会彼此互相防卫
，otherwise people would defend against each other.
那这个是因为缺乏从主来的爱。
And that's because we lack the love from God.
当我告诉你我的缺点的时候，等一下大家都知道。
Because when I tell you my weakness, then soon enough it becomes public.
或者当我告诉你我的缺点的时候，你就开始看不起我。
Or when I tell you my weaknesses, you started looking down on me.
那这样的话，这个就不是爱啊，大家都把门关起来，又没有办法团契。
Then that's not called love. Everybody would just close their door.
所以如果真的和要有主耶稣的爱在我们中间。
So if we need to have true unity, we have to have the love of Jesus among us.
别人告诉我们缺点，第一个，我们要接纳他，帮助他祷告。
When somebody tells us their weaknesses, we have to accept and pray for them.
第二个，因为我们爱他，所以我们不会把别人的缺点拿去告诉别人。
And because we love them, we're not going to tell others about their weaknesses.
那这样呢，这个团契就可以建立起来。
And with that, the fellowship can be established.
互相的接纳。
Through mutual acceptance, accepting each other.
然后彼此的包容。
And tolerate each other.
那第三个。
Third thing.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵有什么交通？
What kind of fellowship do we have in spirit?
当这个神的灵感动我们。
When the Spirit of God moves us.
我们就发现。在灵里面我们就合一了。
We will then realize we are united in spirit.
所以有一对夫妻他们在见证有时候夫妻在吵架。
So a married couple,
不是吵架，意见不同。
A married couple, they testify that when they have differences in opinions,
他们就祷告。
They will kneel down and pray.
祷告到被圣灵充满，一起来又发现，我们是合一的。
And when they are filled with Holy Spirit and get up, they will realize, hey, we're in one accord.
所以这个婚姻问题也可以很复杂，你要花钱去请专家来处理。
So marital problems can be so complicated, you have to spend a big money and consult with experts.
但是也可以很简单。
But it can also be very easy.
如果两个人都愿意改变，
if two are willing to change,
婚姻就会非常的圆满。
Then marriage would be very wonderful.
那怎么改变？
How do we change?
神的道，神的灵，神的爱。
We do so through the words of God, the spirit of God, and the love of God.
在道里面观念一样。
And we share the same viewpoints in the doctrines.
在爱里面彼此包容赦免。
And we tolerate and forgive each other in love.
在灵里面。
And in spirit,
我们得到力量。
We gain power.
来克服自己的罪性。
To conquer our own sinful nature.
那这个婚姻就没有问题了。
Then there will not be any problem in this marriage.
所以教会的合一。
So the unity of church.
要克服两个很重要的缺点。
Needs to overcome two greatest obstacles first.
第一个是无知。
First obstacle is ignorance.
第二个是罪性。
Second is the sinful nature.
无知就是到最后不是我不了解你这样而已。
Ignorance is more than just being not understanding of each other.
到最后是到底什么是神的旨意。
Ignorance comes down when we started to doubting what is exactly the will of God.
每个十个人他讲在神的旨意的十个人都不一样。
When 10 people all claim that their opinions are the will of God.
那这个对神的旨意看不清楚，加上热心，教会就会有问题。
Then with these different opinions going around with all kinds of zealous, then the church will go in separate directions.
对的，无知，这是第一个要克服。
So ignorance is the first obstacle to overcome.
那第二个就是罪性。
The second one is the sinful nature.
我们来看这个罪性怎么满足啊？这是指的什么？
Let's look at how the Bible describes sinful nature.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要干顾别人的事。
Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider other better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
这个如果我们读这个英文圣经更清楚结党，他怎么翻？
It's actually even better to look into English. It talks about
self-ambition.
Self-ambition.
对，就是以自我为中心的一种目标理想。
Self-ambition is the kind of goals we'd like to achieve, but with only self-centered focuses.
那什么叫做没有结党？以神为中心。
And what does it mean to be not selfish? It means you put God in the center.
所以这个结党本身是罪性。
So this selfish ambition itself is the sinful nature of man.
那以神为中心呢？ 这个罪性才能解消。
But if you set God as the center of all things, then this kind of thing will go away.
比方说，我们在教会里面，我们有相同的嗜好。
For example, in church, we have same hobbies.
有人专门喜欢打高尔夫球。
Some people like to play golf.
那这一堆人就变成一党了，别人都打不进去。
Then this group of people became a social clique.
那这个本身就不合圣经了。
This itself is not biblical.
因为圣经说我们是基督为中心，我们来到教会要每个人都要接纳。
Because Bible tells us that we have to make Jesus our center. So when we come to church, we have to accept everyone.
那相同嗜好当然谈论就比较投机。
Indeed, having the same habit will make the conversation a lot easier.
但是基本上我们来教会不是要谈论这怎么打高尔夫球，我不是说非你教会，只是说一个例子。
Of course, I don't mean by Phoenix Church, but it's just an example. But when we come to church, we're not supposed to be discussing about golf.
我们是要关心信徒，然后关心他们的生活，帮助他们信仰的成长。
We're here to care about others and ask how others are doing in their faith.
所以这个结党，这个是罪性。
So this self-ambition is a sinful nature.
那第二个，贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Second one is about
第三节第二句话
It's about the vain conceit.
Yeah, 就是我们在教会不是要抬高自己。
It means that we're not trying to boast ourselves at church.
这个就是罪性。
And this is another sinful nature.
你看主耶稣的门徒开始要争谁为大，马上就乱起来。
We can see that when the apostles trying to argue that who is the biggest in heaven, they started to have troubles against each other.
那第三个就是不要单顾自己的事。
And the third one is that do not consider only your own interests.
就是不是自私的。
It basically means do not be selfish.
要顾别人的事。
You have to also consider others as well.
有时候我们到教会里面觉得当我们正需要的时候被关心是非常的温暖。
Sometimes when we come to church, we realize that when we're in need and we receive care from others, it's very warm.
路德遇到波阿斯。
When Lut met Boaz.
那个时候路德非常落魄，丈夫死了，回到故乡，回到他婆婆的家乡，离开他原来的故乡。
That's when the time when Ruth lost her husband and they had to depart from their home country.
举目无亲啊。
And they had nobody to she had nobody to rely on.
生活没有着落。
They had no guarantee of their lives.
那波阿斯，我们如果看路德记，波阿斯跟他讲很多的恩言。
But when we look at the book of Ruth, Boaz told her a lot of graceful words.
你去捡如果吃饭时间，你就到这里来吃。
He told her that when it is meal time, just go ahead and come here.
那如果有人欺负你，你就来告诉我们。
And if somebody bully you, just come and tell me.
然后吩咐他的仆人要留一些给他捡。
And he also commanded his servants to leave some grain for Ruth to pick up.
而且又安慰他，你做的美事我们都听到了。
And he also comforted Ruth that all these wonderful things you have done, we have heard.
我想路德一定非常受感动。
I'm sure Ruth would be very touched.
所以我们今天在教会里面合一。
So today we're united in church.
就是要在神的爱里面来克服我们以自我为中心的罪性。
In order to do so, we have to conquer our own sinful natures with the love of God.
是比受更有福。
And to give is better than to receive.
那榜样就是主耶稣。
And our example is Jesus Christ.
我们现在看第五节。
And let's look at verse 5.
你们应该以基督耶稣的心为心。这里讲要以基督的心为心。
Here it talks about your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
如果大家都以基督的心为心，教会就合一。
If everybody shares the same attitude with Jesus Christ, then the church will be united.
那教会就会有美好的团契。
And there will be wonderful fellowships within church.
充满着喜乐。
Filled with joyfulness.
那基督的心是什么？
And what exactly is the attitude of Jesus Christ?
从第六节一直到第八节。
Let's read verse 6 to verse 8.
第六节到第八节其实讲两件事情。
Verse 6 through verse 8 actually talks about two things.
第一个就是虚己。
First thing is to make oneself nothing.
哦，就是对，第七节哈，反倒虚己。
Verse 7. Make himself nothing and take the very nature of a servant.
啊，其实他是神。
God, Jesus is God.
哦，但是他来到世间，他取奴仆的形象。
But when he came to this world, he took the image of the servant.
这个就是往下降。
And this is called condescending.
哦，但是其实我们在社会上每个人都不一样。
But in fact, in the society, we all have different characteristics.
有人很聪明，有人很强，所以爬得很高。
Somebody are smart, some are, so they can achieve more things.
那有的人能力很强，他赚很多钱。
Some are very competent, so they can make a lot of money.
有人在最好的学校受教育。
Some receive the best education from the best school.
这个不同，你没有办法去把它拿掉的。
These are the differences that you can never eliminate.
那要怎么办？
But what, then what should we do?
最重要是心啊。
Heart is the thing that matters.
就是当我们的心啊，往下降，跟主耶稣一样。
When we lower our hearts into the same, like Jesus.
其实他是神啊。
Jesus is God.
但是他降为仆人的时候，就感动了很多人。
But when he lowered himself as a servant, he moved a lot of people.
所以当我们在社会上有各种不同的成就的时候，
So when we have all kinds of achievements in this world,
比别人强啊，
We think we are better than others.
我们来到教会往下降变成仆人，这个就是感动人的地方。
But when we come to church and we are willing to lower ourselves as servants, then that's something that would touch people.
这个就是基督的心啊。
And this is what it means by the attitude of Jesus Christ.
所以教会不是我们表现自己的地方。
So church is not somewhere we can show off ourselves.
教会是表现我们效法基督往下降的地方。
Church is somewhere we can show that we're lowering ourselves as a servant, just like Jesus Christ.
大家有这种心态，我们来到教会不会觉得自卑，反而会受感动。
So with this mentality, when we come to church, we will not feel ashamed, but feel touched.
因为如果大家没有往下降，
Because if nobody is lowering themselves,
那比较卑微，他就觉得啊，我来到这个教会，不是我属我的地方。
Then the little ones would probably feel this church does not belong to me.
因为我跟他们都比不来。
Because I have nothing in comparison with them.
这个团体就没有办法建立了。
And this fellowship will not be able to be, will not stand long.
但是如果一个比较卑微的人，他来到教会，发现大家都往下降，跟主耶稣这么谦卑。
But if a little one come to the church and realize everybody is lowering themselves as a servant like Jesus,
他就很感动。
He will be very touched.
哇，这个教会真的是有神同在。
Wow, this church indeed has the abundance of God.
哦，所以这个团契从哪里来？
So where does the fellowship come from?
要从跟效法主耶稣来。
It comes from imitating the image of Christ.
在心的最深处，把我们所有都倒出去。
We pour our deepest self from our heart.
所以在外表上我们有，但是在内心的最深处，我们等于我没有什么。
From the outside appearance, we might seem to have something, but in our heart, we are nothing.
这是第一个。
And that's the first point.
第二点，基督的心就是第八节。
Second thing, the attitude of Jesus Christ is described in verse 8.
存心顺服以至于死。
Become obedient to death.
他对神的顺服。
Jesus is, was very obedient to God.
顺服到死。
To the point of his death.
这个就是团契的地方。
And that's another point for the fellowship.
所以我们团契到最后是以基督为中心。
So our fellowship should be centered with Jesus.
那谁要听谁？
And who should listen to who?
我们以基督为中心，当我们在分享团契的时候，越来主耶稣越高举，我们在主的名下，他的道下，他的爱里面，我们就合在一起。
When we fellowship, we put Jesus in the center, and under his love and his words, we are able to share with each other and come together.
这就是喜乐的来源。
And that is the source of joyfulness.
所以喜乐从哪里来？从团契来。
So where does joy come from? It comes from fellowship.
那团契要克服罪性。
And fellowship, in order to establish fellowship, you need to first conquer sinful nature.
要克服无知。
And ignorance.
要在主的道、主的灵、主的爱里面渐渐合一。
and be able to unite in the words, the love, and the spirit of God.
那在第二章的下十九节。
And then in chapter 19,
这里在提到另外一个喜乐。
Here it talks about another kind of joyfulness.
就是做圣工有同工。
It's having this spiritual company when you're serving.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我靠着主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。二十节。
20.
因为我没有别人与我同心，是在挂念你们的事。我们再看二十二节。
And then verse 22.
但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音待我与我同老，待我像儿子在福音一样。
So verse 19, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. Verse 20, I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. Verse 22, but you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
28节。
And verse 28.
所以我愈发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。故此你们要在主里欢欢喜喜地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人。
Verse 28. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. Welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor men like him.
这里呀。保罗在做圣工，他有提摩太做他的同工。
So when Paul was doing holy work, he had Timothy as his co-worker.
那后来他有以巴弗提做他的同工。
And later on came Epaphroditus.
对，二十五。
Verse 25.
以巴弗提。
Epaphroditus.
那我们再看保罗在服侍神他有肉体的辛苦，也有心灵的孤单。
So we can see that when Paul was serving the Lord, he suffered physically, but also spiritually in terms of loneliness.
然后他有同工提摩太，他看到他来就很高兴。
That's why he was very happy when he saw Timothy.
然后看到以巴弗提也很高兴。
And as well when he saw Epaphroditus.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工，如果没有同工，这是一个黄灯，
是
一个警讯。
So if we're serving in a church and we do not have any spiritual companions, and that's actually a warning sign.
我们看到很多的，不是很多了，有很少数的工人倒下去。第一个特征就是没有同工。
We see that when some of the workers have fallen.The one big characteristic is that they did not have any companions.
孤单就被容易被魔鬼打倒。
They were too lonely, so they got struck down by the Satan.
所以保罗一个这么有能力的人，他也需要同工。
So even as Paul, a very powerful man, he still needed spiritual companions.
而且提摩太、以巴弗提在主里面呢，就好像父亲跟孩子，好像兄弟姐妹一样。
And for Timothy and Epaphroditus, they're just like brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们做在教会里面做圣工如果去访问，有人跟我们一起去，要去哪里看慕道者，有人跟我们一起去，这是非常喜乐的事情。
Therefore, when we're visiting families or visiting truth seekers, it is a wonderful thing to have somebody accompany us.
在服事当中彼此互相的团契。
And we fellowship with each other through the servitude.
所以腓立比书的第二章在提到喜乐从哪里来。
So the second chapter of Philippians talks about where did the joy come from.
在生活中有团契，在服事中有同工。
We have fellowship in life, and we have companions in servitude.
这是我们要追求一个目标。
And this is the goal we should pursue.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
231首。
231. Please be seated.
我们在服事的过程当中，有时候责任就是一种压力。
Throughout our servitude, sometimes the responsibility becomes a source of pressure.
没有责任，没有压力。
Without responsibility, there will be no stress.
责任越多，压力越大。
The more the responsibility, the stronger the stress.
所以有时候，我们在教会看服事久的人，其实内心都有很多的忧伤。
So when we look at church, people who have served a long time, there's often sorrow in their heart.
有时候常常觉得孤单。
And sometimes they would feel lonely.
不能够被了解。
They feel they cannot be understood.
所以这个同工更加的重要。
So the spiritual companions are very important.
可以互相的安慰，彼此的带导。
Because they can comfort each other and pray for each other.
而且神的圣灵的充满也很重要。
The fullness of Holy Spirit is also very important.
圣灵给我们力量，安慰我们。
Because it can give us power and comfort us.
这样服事这条路才能够走下去。
And that's the only way to walk this pathway of servitude.
那也真的才能够享受服事。
And that's how we can enjoy servitude as well.
我们最后一起来祷告，结束我们这些的聚会。
Let's now all pray together to conclude this sermon.